I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from my red clay diary. It's all about life, actually. This is called Of Mice and Y'all. Another tiny deep south ant is invading the kitchen these days. The routine is fairly predictable. Each ant invasion over the years seems to begin with a few lone scouts. Then let the onslaught begin. Every grouping of ants is a mite different from each previous grouping. This particular ant is medium-sized, a nervous flutter accompanying all movements. Previous mini-invasions of our old home have included squirrel hordes, various beetles, don't call them roaches, nobody likes to talk about roaches, an occasional tiny mouse, and once an itinerant rat. I won't even begin to talk about normal neighborhood critters such as pigeons, doves, mosquitoes, snakes, lizards, raccoons, and gypsies. We don't think about these much since they maintain their lives outside the house. They have their countries, we have ours, treaties all unsigned. But the ants are kind of fun to watch. Before I succumb to inevitable family requests to chase the ants away, I covertly peer at them. This peering is easy, since this shiny kitchen counter is white, with lots of crevices and cracks and caulked hideaways. I appreciate the notion that ants don't know we exist. They simply ply their activities of daily living, just as we have the unfounded belief that humans are superior to all other beings. Mice, on the other hand, are more disruptive to our placid routine behaviors. They are cute, chubby, and picky. Not all bait is considered gourmet. Most bait is ignored. There must be a mouse memo that stipulates what human food to pass on. Anyhow, back to the ants. All ant visitors are tolerated for a time until they go away. Nomadic, they are. We don't know why they leave us. Maybe they are bored. Maybe they are tired of Ritz crackers, crumbs, and lettuce shards. Maybe they find better food elsewhere, or it could be that they were offended by the ant chaser fluid I set out for them. What I like about ants is their variety. Each swarm looks different, acts differently, clusters differently. I also like the fact that while they outnumber us, they never seem to want to bully or dominate us or conquer us. I wonder what life would be like if other species behaved in such a manner.